Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Jerry Stackhouse. He's the new coach down the road at Vandy, and he joins us now. Coach Stackhouse, how are you? Congratulations.
Man, I'm doing great, man. Just obviously a few whirlwind days, but other than that, things are great.
Yeah, so what do the first few days on the job look like? Mm-hmm. I mean, is it just you're doing a bunch of media, you're meeting the team, you're going around and meeting? I mean, like, what do those first few days look like?
All of the above. You know, definitely a ton of media. You know, having a chance, as soon as I got here, I was able to visit with the team a little bit, just kind of give them a outlook on what to expect. But mostly, man, just getting acclimated with the university, you know, going around meeting people on campus and everything. So it's been a pretty busy 2 or 3 days.
What's the first goal for you, Coach? What's the first thing you want to get done?
Well, the first thing is staffing, being able to get everybody here that's able to help me, mm-hmm. You know, have some success, man. We just, you know, I think the biggest piece is for us is, you know, no, we're not going to get all of the one and done's with the, you know, the academic profile that's required for us. We got a select pool of kids that we have to target. So the player development piece has to be huge for us.
Was this something you had to mull over for a while, Coach? Was it a no-brainer? You had talked openly about hoping to jump to a head coaching position in the NBA. When he approaches you, is it something you say, hey, I'm in already? Did you have to mull it over? How'd it go?
Yeah, I did have to, you know, think about it, you know, because it was, I feel I was right on the, you know, pretty mm-hmm. much on the verge of getting an NBA job. They say once you get a couple interviews next year, you can only get a job the next season. So I was in line to have a couple of interviews and talk with a couple of teams this year, this offseason. But, again, it's about relationships, man. And Malcolm approached me. You know, he was the president of the G League. We were able to work together when I was coaching the Raptors 905. And just from there, you know, him taking on, because he didn't expect to be an AD either. He wasn't looking to be an AD. We've been NBA people, but he wanted to think outside of the box. He saw me work at that level. I saw him really, you know, grow that league and be innovative with different things that he did. Whenever I had some, you know, some questions or raised some issues about things with that league, you know, he found a way to resolve those things and make it better. So that's what, you know, the opportunity to work with somebody like that, mm-hmm. come to an academic institution that's second to none. You know, I like being around smart people. You learn things when you're around people smarter than you, and there's a lot of them around here that I'm excited to be, you know, to partner with and be a part of the faculty.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, you know, the relationship with you and Malcolm is well documented, but what intrigues you about coaching in college? Obviously, it's different. The game is different. What intrigues you specifically about being a head coach in college basketball?
Well, I think it's just the teaching. I started in the grassroots, you know, really, you know, other than, you know, kind of being a mentor when I was playing. And, you know, at the end of my days, I was always gravitated to the younger players, wanting to help them learn and get better. And, you know, then I got a passion for teaching the game when I started coaching a 13, 14-year-old group and saw how quickly they got it and were able to improve. And I think it's the same thing here. You got a lot of, you know, guys that have an ability to – because I see them on both sides. I've seen them on both sides. I've seen these guys that, you know, go to college and they come to the pros in the G League and they don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? So – I feel like I can really have an impact of helping guys, you know, get better and achieve. You know, they act like it's a different world of basketball, you know, because it's college basketball. Yeah, I don't get that. I made the joke. I mean, are they going to start, you know, dribbling the basketball backwards, or they're going to be three baskets out there? Some last time I checked, it was still 94 feet of basketball, and you know, so I'm excited about. You know, definitely there's some things, a learning curves I have to learn as far as recruiting and being able to, you know, go out and try to encourage players to come and be a part of our program. But I think we got a good sale. We got a great university. We're going to put a great staff together. And, you know, and then I think with my presence and being able to teach and show them how to play the game for the guys that have the ability to play at the next level, it should be intriguing and should resonate with those kids.
Here's what I want to know, Coach. Do you, and I know a bunch of folks in Memphis do you plan to recruit Memphis? Does James Wiseman get out of Memphis if you're in Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, I think the kid is from Nashville. I wish I was, you know, maybe I'd taken this job a little early and be able to get in his ear. But, again, there's kids like that across the country. We want to be able to recruit across the country. Nashville has been a hotbed here lately.
Yes, it has.
We just had a kid here, Darius Garland, who, you know, is the one and done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even though he was injured, he still looked at as a lottery pick. So, you know, we're going to start, you know, they say charity begins at home and spreads abroad. So we're going to try to start right here at home and try to find some pieces that help us. But, look for, you know, again, the academic profile that's necessary to even attend this university puts us a little bit, I wouldn't say behind that, but eight ball. But, you know, we don't have the luxury of just walking into a top 100 gym and saying, okay, I like him. He fits into our mold. We've got to make sure that he has the academic standards to be able to succeed here, because we don't want to put kids in a situation where just because they have a good, you know, they do well in the basketball arena and they can't have success once they go to in their classroom. So it's a select kid that we have to target, and I'm looking forward to that challenge as well.
We are, of course, talking to Vanderbilt coach Jerry Stackhouse here on Jason and John. Coach, you mentioned in your introductory press conference that you had touched base a little bit with Penny Hardaway, obviously another guy who is now coaching in college basketball, who played at a high level in the NBA. Sort of what was that conversation like just between you and Penny, and how did that go?
Well, no, it was more just kind of a texting, you know, because we were, you know, he was in the NIT, and mostly it was just about kind of how he transitioned from his grassroots program. I know, you know, he had the Team Penny, and then he had to kind of, you know, go away from that because of NCAA rules. And I wanted to get some heads up on that. You know, I knew I was having conversations about possibly taking this job, and I wanted to kind of get ahead of that. And so I reached out to him, and Penny was gracious enough to, you know, be able to offer what needed to happen, and, you know, as far as that goes. And yeah, he had a hell of a year, man. Had a great year from the standpoint of able to make the NIT in his first year. There was naysayers and doubters about him not having the experience and only pretty much coaching at the middle school level and at the grassroots level. But, again, basketball is basketball, and I think people discredit the fact that this guy was a point guard and he played basketball at a high level for a long time. So, you know, he knows the game and understands what needs to happen. And, you know, and I feel like we're kind of in the same mold for that. You know, we're not going to be fish out of water because we hadn't coached college basketball. Again, there's some learning curves as far as just the things that we need to know as far as the recruiting and things like that. But, you know, we know a lot of that because we were on the other side of it. They were just recruiting a ton of our kids, so we understand how that works as well.
Yep.
Whenever, you know, a former player takes a college job, certainly we saw it here in Memphis with Penny. You've seen it, you know, when Big Pat got Georgetown, Chris Mullin got St. John's. There is this sort of skepticism that comes with it. There is this air of doubt that comes with former players being able to do it. So I think specifically at the college level, have you heard any of that in the week that you've gotten this job, and what would be your response to it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's just, again, it amazes me. I mean, I act like I haven't been watching these games and understand, and like I watch every possession of the SEC championship and understand exactly from a scheme standpoint why they wouldn't have scored that basket. You know, so
Penny got it too, Coach. Just like, you know, Penny got it too. You saw it. I mean,
it's a part of it, man. Yep. It's a part of it. So, it's, you know, we know that those are hurdles that we have to take. And, you know, it's just and it's almost like some guys are inside my colleagues, you know, they've been given a lot. So there's some guys who want to skip steps, you know, and I think that those guys kind of give guys who have, you know, kind of taken the route of doing the dirty work and going to the G League and kind of earning our stripes and paying our dues, they give us a bad rap because, you know, they're promised everything, you know, and some guys want to rest on those laurels of being a great player and I want to be handed a head coaching job. I didn't want to you know, be handed a head coaching job. I think I earned the right to be here, and I'm going to go at it and attack it the same way that I have. You know, with, you know, a ton of film study, a ton of hours of sweat equity in the gym, ton of team building, and trying to make sure that I, you know, help young men grow not only, you know, as basketball players but off the court as well. And I think any of the players that have played for me, if you ask them, that you know, that's how I approach it, and that's how I tend to approach it here.
There's no question you've earned it, Coach. And you played for one of the best to ever do it in college with Dean Smith. Did you? Is there a, you know, a piece of advice that's always on your mind from him? I'm sure there's a lot of it, but things that stick out in terms of the things he taught you. What's first and foremost in terms of advice he gave you, not just on basketball, Coach, on life?
I mean, again, I think, like I said, just taking care of everybody. Coach didn't just care about the, you know, the NBA draft picks. He cared about the walk-on.
Yes, sir.
You know, that, you know, and he still, you know, made sure that he called every player, not only just, you know, the top five draft picks, but he called every player that played for him and cared for him, and were just as proud as those guys as he were me and Rasheed and, you know, everybody else, and Michael, all of us, you know. So I think that's the same. Yeah, and the fundamentals of the game, you know, and just, you know, I guess one, like, quote that always stands out, you know, just about being humble. You know, a tiger never growls after a kill. So, you know, like, you know, it's like, act like you've been there before. And those things are things that I, you know, those offensive thoughts of the day, defensive thoughts of the day, the quotes of the day, those are things that are going to be a part of what we do, and those are things that I learned from him that I passed down to the kids that I'm fortunate enough to coach.
Yes, sir. We got you at Vandy. We got McKee starting up at Temple. Can we get Van Exel over to Cincy, Coach?
Man, I hope so, man. I tweeted something out there because I had the opportunity. Quick actually coached me when I was in Atlanta, you know, for a couple of last years when I was playing. He was on Larry Drew's staff. And then I had the opportunity to work with him. And then he's a guy that just, you know, comes and brings it, you know, every day, you know, loves the game, loves to be a part of the game. And he always, and he's one that always talked about it. Like, you know, we were, you know, kind of talk about possible job openings and things. He's like, man, I wanted to get a college job somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So his mindset has probably been more on the college game more so than mine has. But just worked out that I got this one first, but I'm hoping, you know, he gets an opportunity to do that because he deserves an opportunity to run his own team because he has the smarts and has the understanding and has the caring about these kids to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, I want to real quick touch on your time with the Grizzlies. You obviously spent a season here in Memphis. What are you gonna take out and take away from your year here in Memphis?
I mean, it was good, man, just to be able to work with the guys that I work with. It's all about relationships. You know, I'm thankful for JB and giving me that opportunity. A lot of guys, you know, with someone who was kind of on my trajectory and, you know, interviewing for head coaching jobs and things like that wouldn't have the confidence to even have me come and be a part of his staff. So I think just that alone and just who he was as a person, man, he's just a great dude. You know what I'm saying? So we're all better for just being around each other. Had a great, obviously didn't have the type of success that we would want. The injuries were a part of that, and, you know, having a big trade with Mark and different things like that. But just as a group, man, it was never a down day where we come in with our heads down because he's the type of leader that always was upbeat and ready to work. So I'm wishing him great success, and then hopefully he's able to kind of take the momentum that we played with at the end of the season into next year and have a great year. You know, I'll be pulling for the Grizzlies just as much as I know those guys will be pulling for me down here, Vandy.
Coach, last thing, how about the future for your man Bruno? You put in a lot of work with him. We saw the potential. He gonna be all right?
Man, I screenshotted last night. I was watching the game, watching the Golden State game. And I saw him and Alfonso McKinney, two of the kids I had at, you know, at 905.
Yep.
And they both, you know, on the NBA teams. I had to pause the DVR and then take a picture of that, man. I was like a proud papa.
Yes, sir.
Just good to see those guys, you know, obviously not getting a big opportunity with the Raptors when he was there. You know, he was pretty much my baby, you know, there. And now to see him kind of, you know, pop on the scene and show that he belongs in the NBA. And, you know, get JJ back into the fold. I mean, pretty much they got their backup four already, a guy that can guard multiple positions. So, you know, I'm happy for Bruno because he, you know, we had some moments, boy. I used to get on his butt, and now he's down to see him a part of an NBA rotation. I'm really happy and excited for him.
Coach, we're happy and excited for you. Appreciate your time, man.
Absolutely.
Congrats.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you guys for having me.
Yes, sir.
He is Jerry Stackhouse, new coach over there at Vanderbilt. Always good to catch up with him. You know, it'll be good for it's good, you know, to see former guys, you know, play in the league, you know, getting these opportunities for sure. No doubt about it. So, anyway, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.